This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online, also via the satellite, live right now. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, plus to all the first responders, the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, makers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the roughnecks on those oil rigs up there in the North Country, Wyoming, North, South Dakota, and Montana. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
While we were talking during the break about the coronavirus, there was a bulletin that came. Well, it wasn't a bulletin. Well, yeah, I guess it was. It was a CDC bulletin that came across the wire here that says that many airlines flying into the United States from China and flying to China from the United States have canceled flights until further notice.
Well, the most recent one here just happened a little while ago, and that's British Airways. They have suspended all flights to and from mainland China. And so they're working the Brits are working to get any Brits, just like the Americans did, out of China.
Uh-huh.
We have apparently Britain's got a lot of teachers over there, UK citizens that, work and do whatever it is that they do. So anyway, and then they got their foreign office types, their, diplomatic corps and so forth. So, we flew out 200.
Yeah.
I think that might be a start because some Americans, I think, in some cases refused to come back.
Right.
Not that they're being defiant, but they just, you know, said, no, we'll stay. We got 4 cases in Germany, we got a couple of cases in France, United Arab Emirates has a case. I mean, it's crazy. But, what is now being said, because a lot of Western countries have intelligence, type people in China working out of respective embassies.
Right.
And it appears that we're cultivating some of that information. Because this coronavirus apparently was manifesting itself for quite some time before it broke on to the or into the public domain, and that China was hiding that fact for quite some time until the situation got to a crisis and they couldn't control the message, they couldn't control reports. So, I think I said on your show yesterday or day before, whatever China's telling us, don't believe it because it's worse by whatever factor.
Absolutely.
Incidentally, Senator Tom Cotton has echoed that statement. He goes, don't believe China because they lie a lot.
Sure.
And we expect a lie when it comes to U.S. intelligence trying to, you know, give some reports. But anyway, there's a lot of moving parts to this whole thing, least of which we have a case up in Massachusetts where three people have been arrested. One is a Harvard professor. That he has, I think the indictment came in December.
Mm-hmm.
All three, I have to go look at the criminal complaints. The Harvard professor is one thing, but part of one of the other three that was arrested is Zeyong Zhang, and this person was indicted for trying to smuggle 21 vials of biological material out of the United States.
Yeah.
To China. Now, we don't know what that is, but it's kind of fascinating. This overlaps.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. So
I'm thinking the same thing. Believe me. Go ahead.
All I can say is, you know, do your own strategic thinking. I don't want to infer or suggest any kind of theories necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Just pointing the facts out there, and then people can lay the facts on the table and draw their own conclusions.
Then we had that female second lieutenant, too, right, that didn't tell anybody she was a Chinese officer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that we've got an awful lot of operatives here where China has, you know, they've embedded themselves into all kinds of our industries, least of which is certainly out in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But they pay Americans, and that's been going on for an awful long time. So it isn't just Chinese nationals. Mm-hmm. We've got Americans that have been on the payroll, and I think the FBI has been working pretty hard to find out who these people are and go after them.
Now, ironically enough, there was a patent back in 2015 that was gotten on the coronavirus, July 23rd, 2015, the article I have in front of me, and it was developed as a vaccine for treating and or preventing a disease known as infectious bronchitis. That's the way this got started, apparently.
Well, not so, no. I mean, that's just one piece. And the reason is because of we had the avian flu and we have SARS.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who actually applied for the, who the official applicant was of the patent. But
oh, no, I don't see it.
From, mm-hmm. It may have come from a consortium of scientists that are assigned to do these things, but you've got to file a patent in order to determine whether you are going to do vaccines or other kinds of antibodies.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and it's going to cut you off right now. So there goes Denise, but she's on hold. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch live until 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. By the way, you can catch him on many of these same stations a little bit later on today. Check your schedule at your radio favorite radio station to find out what time he's on. Also, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. To find out more about them and get a chance to win the free Gun of Day giveaway, and you've only got a couple more days to go after the year's ammunition, too, ends the end of the month. You can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. There's a nice red, white, and blue USCCA logo on the right tab that's right there. Click on that tab, and when you do, it'll take you to the Gun a Day giveaway. What every day it changes, whatever it is, a different pistol. And when you sign up for that to win that, you also will get a year's worth of free ammunition. Now, when you get done doing that, then make sure you check out becoming a member, because there's three levels of membership, and should you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, as well as their great award-winning magazine called Concealed Carry. Got a lot of great information in it, and you're going to want to take part of that. So that's the Captain's America Third Watch website, and then CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo. All right, well, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we do have a question here we got during the break. You ready?
Let me interject something here real fast. This is just a statement. We can move on. Mm-hmm. We sent in a special forces team that actually recovered the two Americans on the downed E-11A aircraft in Taliban-controlled territory.
Okay, is that where the pictures came from then?
Yeah, there were only two people on board, both Americans. So, see how the Pentagon's real cautious about putting anything out there.
Yeah, well, they obviously, yeah, they're covering all that, so that's a good thing. And I'm glad we got our people back. Now, I got a question from Sonia in Seattle, listening to us on the Megatalk stations up there. She says, Captain, you're going to be talking about impeachment. If they do get witnesses, is it true this could drag on the rest of the year?
I wouldn't say year, but yes, it very well could. Now, for the next 2 days, we're going to go into a question and answer session.
Mm-hmm.
And the question and answer session is important. How that actually is constructed, I don't know. I don't know what the formal architecture is of the question and answer session. Mm-hmm. But both sides will be able to do that, hoping to dispel any questions that they have that would require more witnesses to come. Now, it has also been said that Justice Roberts is going to still continue to play umpire when it comes to witnesses, meaning that he won't compel a witness to testify.
Mm-hmm.
So that into itself, in other words, they can subpoena if they go to a subpoena route, mm-hmm. but he won't enforce the subpoena. Now, whether that changes or not, I don't know. But that is the position that Justice Roberts has on this so far. So now there are some proposals that were going on as late as last night that the Democrats have to propose a witness package, and the Republicans would propose a witness package, and each package would be voted on instead mm-hmm. of witness by witness. So we don't know where this is necessarily going to go yet, so everybody kind of needs to just be calm about it. And there are some indications that there's actually some Democrat possible defections. I know everybody's mad at Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mad at Susan Collins. Just hold on here, because earlier yesterday afternoon, McConnell was really saying he didn't have the votes, which meant he couldn't get to even 50,
mm-hmm.
much less 51.
Mm-hmm.
And Feinstein said that, you know, the L.A. Times was referring to her that she may vote to acquit, and apparently after she put that out
yeah.
there, and it was reported by the L.A. Times, yep. somebody got to her and went, whoa, they
yep.
didn't understand what I said. Well, these are your words, darling. But
yep.
anyway.
Yep.
We also have Joe Manchin, Doug Jones, and Kyrsten Sinema.
Mm-hmm.
So that may defect. So we don't know yet. Just breathe, everybody. Don't panic. the Trump defense team is very, very ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, they have a strategy. So they've been mm-hmm. they've been playing this chess game for, I would say, several weeks.
Now
and. We'll see what proposals they come up with.
Now, let me ask you a question. Yesterday, we had another earthquake, a violent earthquake. This was a big one, 7.7. It was north of Montego Bay in Jamaica, about 85 miles northwest up towards Cuba. I saw some of the damage. I haven't heard much of anything out of there today. Don't know about if there were injuries or deaths or whatnot. Are you hearing anything? Because I got people asking me. They say, we got friends down there.
There's actually a little bit of rumblings, according to the geo, whatever it is that does it,
yeah.
as far north as Tampa. But some buildings actually in Miami were evacuated. But
yeah.
then they said there was a possibility of a tsunami. Okay. I don't know about the damages because it appears it was a shallow one, mostly in water, but it was, yes, just north of Montego Bay. This is on the heels, by the way, of Puerto Rico having several in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
The other interesting thing is that several other earthquakes were reported around the world too. Some not so big, but apparently we got some all kinds of seismic activity happening around what is known as the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, I wonder what the heck's going on here.
Well, the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Johnny Cash was right about that song, wasn't he? And, again, folks, and by the way, something else while we're talking about the Caribbean. Apparently, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg came out and made a gesture. He said that he was getting behind Puerto Rico's bid to be a state.
We do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year.
Yeah.
We want them to be the 51st state. But it's not going to go anywhere. Oh, first of all,
we'd have to bail them out financially, wouldn't we?
Well, we've already done that. How many times?
No.
Don't, not to worry.
Okay, well, did you see, I'm sure you saw the impeachment stuff yesterday, and Alan Dershowitz in particular. He basically gave a lecture all over again and really put this whole thing into perspective, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, the guy is sharp as a tack.
Yeah, I mean, he's a student of this, and he's a professor of this. So then we have this cockamamie senator out of Connecticut, I think it is.
You mean
Sheldon Whitehouse?
Yeah.
Sheldon Whitehouse?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say this on the air, but he's, so I won't, but he's the virtual definition of a jerk.
Okay.
And he comes out and says that he thought that Alan Dershowitz's presentation was stupid and offensive.
Yeah, to him maybe, not to the rest of us, because we all kind of got what was being said. And by the way, kudos to Pam Bondi and her performance and what she had to say. She was a star in all this.
Well, she wouldn't have brought it up, but you know the Republicans were following the lead of the Democrat House team, and they were the ones that brought up Biden like 300 times. They introduced the Biden name 300 times, so we had no choice but to respond. So Pam Bondi was assigned that task.
Now, to close things out here, because we're running out of time, did you see or hear Hillary Clinton's comments yesterday?
Well, it kind of echoes, it kind of echoes. She obviously is trying to torpedo in a lot of the Democrat caucus, the DNC is trying to torpedo all things Bernie.
That's so right. She's part of it.
That's right. If you want to guess, another one know who's head of the Democrat Party, I guess it's her now, because she's assuming that role.
That's right, because they definitely are trying to torpedo Bernie, and they don't want him in up at the top of the ticket, and it's very obvious.
Yep. I would say you have a party here that's in real chaos. They don't know what they want to do.
No, and and by the way, if this does go to Ellen Biden, also yesterday, I think it was yesterday, he said, "Well, I wouldn't mind having Michelle Obama as my vice president."
Whatever, you know, he's still riding the coattails of all things Obama. He's grasping at that.
And here comes the music, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Now stay tuned, because coming up, Florida Congressman Greg Stube from District 17 is going to be on the program. You're going to like what we're going to talk about, including the bill that he's proposed for the veterans. I'll get into all of that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has finished up opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump attorney Jay Sekulow said they should dismiss the case.
The Constitution requires it. Justice demands it.
The Q&A portion of the trial comes next. Following that, the debate over witnesses like John Bolton. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to get witnesses. You can bring Bolton right into this chamber and he can swear under oath and be cross-examined by you.
But Trump attorney Pat Cipollone says after the Q&A, they should acquit the president.
We urge the Senate to reject these articles of impeachment for all of the reasons we have given you.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I've got the privilege and honor of speaking to the congressman out of Florida's 17th District, Greg Stube. Now, you may have seen him a lot on Fox News lately and some of the other news broadcasts around the countryside. He's an up-and-comer, is what I would call him here in Florida, because he knows his stuff. I remember when he ran for state rep, then state senator. Now he's a U.S. congressman out of Florida 17. And hello, Congressman Stube.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, listen, today is a very important day in the scheme of things in Washington, D.C. We have had a major announcement by the president, along with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with the brand new peace plan that's been projected. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I support you've never had a president more engaged in the Middle East and engaged in Israeli policies and Middle Eastern policies than President Trump. Even the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said there has never been a bigger friend to Israel of any president than President Trump. So I think that says a tremendous amount about what the president's trying to do in Israel. He was one of the first presidents to bring the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and you know, both Bush and Obama didn't want to do that because of what they felt was a fallout or political implications from that decision, and President Trump wasn't afraid of doing that. So everything now is in the lap of the Palestinians. It creates a two-state solution, which is what they wanted. It creates a Palestinian state if they, you know, not partake in terror anymore and do the type of things that a state, a member state, should be acting and not sponsor terrorism. And so there's a real pathway for peace there. So I think to have both Netanyahu and the other leader in Israel there, with the president, both signing off on the agreement. Now it's in the lap of the Palestinians to decide what direction they want to go.
Now, Congressman, we also have, of course, Iraq and a situation there. I believe the Ayman Muqtada al-Sadr has calmed the people down a little bit there, because they were getting all riled up over Soleimani being taken out. And my understanding of that is, why didn't we do it sooner?
Yeah, why didn't we? Obama could have, and he didn't. And here is a terrorist who operated and committed terror in five different continents over the span of 20 years, killed over 600 Americans, or responsible for killing over 600 Americans. We absolutely should have taken advantage of knowing where he was and ending his threat a long time ago. And past leaders were afraid to do that, and President Trump wasn't. So now there's one less very large terrorist who was obviously part of the Iranian regime that no longer will be killing innocent lives in the world.
And folks, I'm talking to Congressman Greg Stube. He represents Florida District 17, which is basically Sarasota County and most of Charlotte County, correct, sir?
Yes. I have nine counties. I have Polk, Hardy, DeSoto, Highlands, Glades, Okeechobee, South Sarasota, Charlotte, and Northern Lee.
Well, good. We'll be seeing you with some of our campaign events coming up this year, I'm sure. Now, the other thing is you recently introduced a bill. It's called the Religious Insignia on Dog Tags Act, and I'll just give a little scuttle about myself there. When I went over to Vietnam, of course, my dad, World War II, he was a Roman Catholic, and he handed me his good luck beads, and he says, "Son, this got me through World War II," and he says, "I want you to take them with me." And I did, and when I came back, I gave them right back to him. He says, "No, I want you to keep them. They brought you good luck." But I know you also, your dad did kind of like the same thing with you when you went into service, right?
Yeah, he took a small metal cross and drilled a hole in it, and I put it on my dog tags. So it's crazy to me that the government is going to tell service members that they no longer can purchase dog tags that have scripture or religious insignia. And we're not just talking about those of the Christian faith. We're talking about those of the Jewish faith. We're talking about Muslims. We're talking about any religious insignia that you feel like you want to put on your dog tags. DOD came out with a policy that they were going to end soldiers' ability to purchase those trademarked dog tags that have scripture and such on it. And I just didn't think that that's appropriate way that we should be treating our service members. They're out there fighting for our freedoms. One of those freedoms they're fighting for is our freedom of religion and our freedom in this country to be able to express whatever religious beliefs that we want. Why in the world would we tell service members who are defending that freedom that they can't express their religious beliefs on their dog tags?
Kudos to you for that one, and you've got the backing of my radio show and myself personally on that one, so if you need any help, you let me know. Now, finally, I know you got to run because you have a vote you have to make. The impeachment issue, this is a fiasco in my opinion. Definitely never should have gotten to the point to where it is. Your thoughts on that, because I know you took part of it as one of the committee members.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. There's so many issues with it. I mean, the bottom line is now it's in the Senate. It passed the House strictly on party line votes, and I have to remind your listeners that that's never happened before in the history of impeachment in our country. It's always been bipartisan. Not a single Republican, even Republicans who are in Hillary Clinton districts, voted for the impeachment in the House. Now it's in the Senate, and you literally have articles of impeachment that don't meet the threshold provided in our Constitution. The Constitution requires treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Abuse of power is an opinion. Obstruction of Congress doesn't exist. And so they're trying to perpetuate articles of impeachment based on the fact that they don't like what he's done or allegedly had done. And it's not the constitutional basis for impeachment. So I don't think there's any scenario in which the president gets convicted in the Senate. This is all a big political ploy. One, to label President Trump as an impeached president going into the 2020 election.
Well,
just to damage his reputation.
Well, Congressman, I know you have to get going. I want to thank you very much for being a guest on the Captain's America Third Watch. You're welcome to come back here anytime you want, sir.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Congressman Greg Stube, everybody, Florida 17. Now, Congressman Greg Stube and I have been friends for a number of years, actually, when his dad was sheriff in Manatee County, and I was on the radio down there, and he took over for Charlie Wells, who retired. I decided that, I was a very good friend down there with the sheriff's department, not only in Manatee, but also Sarasota counties, and we had their PIO officer, Dave Bristow, who at the time did the football games on the local Sarasota station down there, had been on the Manatee, the Bradenton station, rather, then went down to Sarasota. And it's kind of ironic because then he came up here before he passed away. He was the lead broadcaster for the games here on my flagship station. Now they have, of course, another broadcaster, but Dave Bristow will never be forgotten, number one. But that's how I got to meet Greg. And Greg at the time was in the military and was headed over to Iraq. And I kind of developed a little bit of a friendship and wished him well and saw him on different occasions. But he started out as a state rep and then a state senator and then got the opportunity to run for Congress down there when Rooney decided not to run. And he got elected, and he is the right guy for the right place at the right time, for sure. And he's an up-and-comer. Keep your eyes on him. Greg Stube, S-T-E-U-B-E, S-T-E-U-B-E. You'll see him on Fox quite a bit because they're calling on him a lot. He's kind of like the go-to guy right now down there, and has literally, in some cases, taken the place of Matt Gaetz because of the fact that he is a veteran, and when it comes to military issues and they want to have somebody in Congress that's been a veteran, they call on him. Now, I want to remind everybody, coming up on February the 8th, at the Mid-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. I'll be there for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show there both days, February 8th and February 9th. I'll be there on the 8th from 9 to 3. The hours each day are 9 to 5, February 8th, February 9th. You want to stop by because they've got one of the largest displays of antique weapons from the Revolutionary Civil, World War I, II, Korean, Vietnam Wars there, as well as the modern weapons too, ammunition, all kinds of accessories, and they have other items there for you to look at that are related to the outdoor business, and you know, travel and this, that, and the other, and hunting and fishing, all kinds of different things there. So stop on by on February the 8th, February the 9th, and again, I'll be there the 8th of February in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Mid-Reg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue. You'll hear more about that in the week upcoming. And I got to go. And Chris Markowski is coming in right after these messages. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you buddy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, I want you to check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call, set up an appointment for their optometrist at 941-444-7984. Get your eyes checked, and then after that, Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have from one of those big box stores. Just bring the ad along with you.
You know what I'm talking about? When you see, you know, buy one, get one, or buy one 40% off or 50%, bring that with you. Let her see it and give her a chance to meet or beat any advertised price. Now, Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you're going to get a discount, all of you, on your eyeglasses. And stop by, say hello to the Only Eyes Optical and Boutique Center, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-444-7984. Tell them the captain sent you, and check them out. You're going to really, really, really enjoy the service you're going to get there and the quality of what you get there, too. She helped me out, and I'm very thankful for that. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Mr. Watchdog, sir, this coronavirus is getting very, very serious, and we'll start out with something we found out about yesterday. There was an arrest made of a biological technician, chemist, professor at Harvard, who apparently was being paid to spy by the Chinese and in his laboratory, and then at the same time, don't know if it was related or not, there was someone trying to leave the country with some biological samples going to China. They got arrested, too. And we found out there was a third member of this little group, a Chinese second lieutenant who the college, Harvard University, did not know was a Chinese second lieutenant. She had already gone back to China, but there was a warrant put out for her arrest. And, of course, that won't happen because she'll stay in China.
You see, the problem here is, Matt, is that we don't do anything when this happens. This is not the only one. If I'm not mistaken, the person at Harvard actually had their chemistry department. To me, this is treason. This is death penalty type stuff. And until we really start going after these people, and it happens at in corporate America, corporate espionage. This is at colleges and universities. It needs to be dealt with in a way that there's obviously some risk involved. I think this professor, I think he got like $50,000 grant or something like that
he was getting $50,000 a month, and he had a bunch of money stashed away.
Yeah, so you listen, my opinion, treason. You start, you do the Rosenbergs. You do away with people that commit treason.
And there's speculation going around that this may have something to do with the coronavirus, too. I hope not. But then again, if it did, then I would call that treason because people are dying.
It doesn't matter if people are dying. It doesn't make any difference. If you're sharing, state secrets and things you're not supposed to, there's channels that you have to go through in order to go ahead and operate and do this and share this type of information. If you decide to go outside that, that's an act of treason, and it needs to be dealt with.
Okay. Now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, check him out by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com. There's another poll that's come out, and by the way, did you hear that the Democrats are developing a group to try to take down Bernie Sanders? They do not want him to be the nominee for president in their party.
Yeah, and I know they don't. And, well, again, the Bernie supporters are freaking out because I think it's John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the all the Clintonistas are supposedly running the convention. And I'll tell you something, Democratic convention is different. You want to talk about smoke-filled back rooms. That's one place. If they want to choose the candidate there, they're going to choose the candidate there. And it said, I almost saw it happen in Denver when they were going to oust Obama and put Hillary in until they cut that deal. It said, okay, she's going to be Secretary of State, and then she's going to be president after that. That was the deal that was cut.
All right.
It didn't work out that way for her in her presidency, but she did get the Secretary of State job. And those are people that didn't care for each other at all, two camps that couldn't stand one another. So, again, Bernie Sanders, he knows, long knives are out for him, too.
Well, listen to this little montage here.
I know that you're not running, but do you ever feel the urge that, like, I could beat him if I were, or, like, I wish I'd, you know?
Yeah, I certainly feel the urge because I feel like the 2016 election was really an odd time and an odd outcome, and the more we learn, the more that seems to be the case. But I'm going to support the people who are running now and do everything I can to help elect the Democratic nominee.
Now, I hear what she says, but I heard what Biden said yesterday, too. He said that he wouldn't mind having Michelle Obama as his vice president.
Yeah, Joe Biden will say anything right now because he's not doing too well. And he's got to be shaken a little bit in regards to what's taking place in the Senate in regards to witnesses, if they call witnesses, because he knows, you know, Hunter Biden is going to get called, maybe even him. I would even go even further if I was the Republicans. Mm-hmm. So it's not, he's not in a very good spot right now. So, yeah, he'll say anything. He said he's going to, then he was going to put Obama on the Supreme Court. That was the other one, I think he said, too. But, yeah, he'll say anything right now.
Now, the Democrats have once again asked the judge to lift the stay on President Trump's taxes. They want to get a hold of those tax returns. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. That's just me.
Well, now they're going to wait. I mean, it's the next salvo. Mm-hmm. If the impeachment thing doesn't work out the way they want to, they're not going to stop.
No.
I mean, it's going to be something else. It's going to be one thing after another. And again, I don't like where the Republicans are right now at all. There was actually a story in regards to fundraising is really bad for Republicans, and I understand why. I wouldn't give any money to any Republicans or the Republican Party at all based upon this impeachment and how this is going to be handled. This needs to be done away with. You're going to be looking at, you know, really some serious civil discourse and then some if this impeachment thing goes on and it happens to go in the wrong direction. You can really tear the country apart. And, you know, this, you know, you got 10 months, until an election right now. People are going to feel like that the country is no longer a country. You're going to remove a president like this, or it's gotten this far. Republicans unable to do what they're supposed to do. We'll see what happens. We will. But again, I don't like where we are right now.
Did you buy a new Apple iPhone recently?
It was about a year and a half ago.
All right, because their sales this year hit $55.96 billion as profits topped the estimates, went way above what Apple thought they were going to do.
Yeah, there's like a cycle involved. I mean, one of the things that Apple's really good at is getting you involved in their ecosystem. Once you start getting their products, you're kind of like, okay, I got the phone, I got to get the laptop and the desktop and the Apple TVs and, you know, over a period of time, you know, they get old, and then you're like, ah, it's time to get a new one. My desktop right now is 2013, and it's slowing down. I put some more memory in the thing, but I've got to restart it once a day now because it slows down. It's about time for a new one. The same thing goes for phones. I mean, after you use them for a period of time and updates and apps and the things that you put on it get bigger, yeah, it's time to get a new one. And they have like a bit of a cycle, so people cycle into new phones.
Yeah, you're right. And then again, you can't use it for different things when you want to use it because a new app comes out because your phone isn't updated to the point that it needs to be. And then they say, well, the only way you can solve that is to get a new phone. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good in regards to the amount of time that takes. I mean, it can be lengthy. I get it. But, there comes a point in time like, okay, time to get a new one.
Now, what are you going to be? You've been writing a lot of articles. Are you going to write anything here for the next day or two?
I'm going to try. I mean, I've been doing a lot. I was doing a lot of television appearances lately, so I'm back and forth into the city. So it's difficult for me to get that and the podcast and all the other stuff that I got to do. But we're working on some columns over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I remember all that television stuff. I did a little bit of that, too. I was tag-teaming you when we were up there at Fox, and I did a couple of those radio rumbles. Remember those?
Hell yeah.
All righty. Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel, my man.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Coming up, our Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.